Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Welcome, listeners, to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of November, 2020. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Smart home users out there, particularly ones using Google Assistant, need those lights or maybe a few other things to come on at specific times of the day? Well, now you can schedule it. That's right, Google Assistant now lets users schedule lights and other devices to turn on and off, and it does this by the scheduled actions. Now, before Hue and other smart lights, for a while now, Google Assistant let you turn them on and off and set alarms. But now you can actually tell your assistant exactly when you want to turn on lights or other devices, or turn them off as well. All you gotta do is say, hey, and I'm not gonna say the other word because I don't want to trigger your devices, turn on the lights Friday at 7 p.m. Yeah, you have to be that specific. You can't really just say, yeah, turn on the lights tomorrow at 7. You actually have to give the day and the time. Now, just so you know, there may be a few bugs and hiccups. Apparently, the feature is currently in beta. And according to a lot of Reddit users, yeah, there's still a lot of things to be ironed out. However, though, when it does work, it works pretty well. Move over, TikTok. Snapchat's on your butt. That's right, those folks over at Snap are officially ready to compete with TikTok thanks to their new app, Spotlight. Yes, all your vertical video content now comes to you through this app, just like on TikTok. So what's the main difference between Spotlight and TikTok? Well, not a whole lot unless you want to earn an extra $1 million on the side. Apparently, that's how Snap's going to entice people to come on over. The company says they'll actually divvy up $1 million between most popular creators for the app, and they'll do this till the end of 2020. So yeah, not a whole lot of days left in that, is there? Thank goodness. Now, as far as the app goes, Spotlight will have its own dedicated tab in the app, meaning the Snapchat app, and currently will be available at launch in 11 countries, including the US, the UK, France, Germany, and Australia. Now, according to Snap, the formula, yeah, it looks similar to TikTok, but nah, it's a completely different thing. Yeah, right. The most notable thing they said is Snaps won't feature public comments sections, and profiles themselves are private by default. Everything else, though, yeah, pretty much a ripoff. And finally, well, if you're out in California right now, hail a cab and nobody's in it, don't freak out. That's right, your next taxi might be just powered by a robot. Wouldn't be the first time, however, though. California pretty much has been ground zero for autonomous vehicles for a while now. But now the state is making so many things official. That's because the state's Public Utility Commission has authorized two new programs to actually allow driverless ride hailing. Of course, the CPUC, yeah, well, let's just shorten it, shall we? They're the ones that are in charge for creating regulations for autonomous vehicles. And the two new programs they've approved of are the Driver Autonomous Vehicle Deployment Program. Alright, let me get my tongue untwisted now. And also the Driverless Autonomous Vehicle Deployment Program. Now, of course, these two programs will go through a lot of testing and probably even more testing after that testing. So the odds of you actually hailing one of these things down are almost next to none. As far as when it will be mainstream, if everything goes well, these things should be rolling around all around by 2035 in California. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all the BTN shows over there. Check out our blog and support the news show over there while you're over there, too. It is through your donations each and every month that keeps this show alive. So if you love what we do, head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Literally, for as little as $5 a month, you can help do your part in keeping the news show on the air. Find our Facebook page, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, and join the lovely BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of our big old family over there. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way. Oh, yes, indeed. We're going to have a Wednesday edition tomorrow, boys and girls. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.